born before the wind.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to visit the Devil Radio website, download our app, or go to the Apple Google Store, download our app, listen to Devil Radio 24/7, your favorite shows. And while you're at it, click on the link that says Support Devil Radio. That link we put on because we got a lot of requests from people. How can I support Devil Radio? People by now know that there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts all the time, statewide, pushing the big lie, pushing the thing that Trump won, Biden didn't. Trump is really president, the big lie to destroy our democracy. And we are the hardest hitting station, and we're all alone in fighting that. So if you agree with the message of this station, or even if you don't, because there's no unified message, no unified message in this state, in this station. I certainly differ from a lot of the others, and a lot of the others differ from each other, and that's what you get with free speech. But if you continue to want this, click on Support Devil Radio. A very disturbing development, and also development I think is going to come to a head sooner or later. Gableman is the guy that Voss hired at taxpayer expense for just under $680,000 of our tax dollars to reopen the December of last year, 2020 election, and sniff around and lie and try to intimidate clerks. They started out full frontal cyber ninja, like in Arizona. Then they pulled in because Voss even got some pushback in his own caucus from some of the very right-wing Republican members of the assembly in different areas who realized that people in their counties who vote Republican didn't like being roughed up by guerrillas at state expense. They didn't like it. So they backed off, and now he goes, well, I don't really know anything about elections, and so this is really to educate me on it. Well, listen, Jack, you want to be educated on it, audit a course in a UW system. They audited in La Crosse, Eau Claire, Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, Oshkosh, Whitewater, anywhere, you know, Superior, Wausau, anywhere. Poli Sci 101, this is an election in a what's called a democracy, you see. But no, now here is some breaking news that broke over the weekend or in the last couple of days. He is the muscle. The guerrillas are the retired police officers who will swagger into offices and scare clerks, scare poll workers. But he's hired another lawyer named Andrew Kloster, K-L-O-S-T-E-R. Andrew Kloster worked in the Trump White House. Andrew Kloster was in the office of Trump's counsel there. And he is the guy, and this, by the way, is a taxpayer expense. This is at your expense. Thank you. Congratulations. How much did you spend paying state taxes last year? $5,000, $2,000, $900, $30,000, whatever it was, going right down the maw. It's sort of like a python. They open their mouth and down it goes. Thank you very much. Well, no, not thank you very much. That is a fraudulent waste of taxpayer money. But here's what this Andrew Kloster did. Now, he's the guy that has been pulling the puppet strings behind the scenes, which means Trump is pulling it because he is still one of Trump's acolytes. And he's the one that sent a Gmail account that nobody could trace initially. It was something like delta@gmail.com. He was hiding to the various clerks and mayors saying, all right, we want this and we want that and we want election machines and we want this, that, and the other thing. Now he's come out of the alley. He's taken off his mask. Wisconsin taxpayers are paying him now by the hour. Here is what he said after the election last year. Quote, and this is a direct quote. The issue is we need our own army of local bureaucrats, and we need to fight for our locales. We need our own irate hooligans. And then incidentally, this is why the left and our national security apparatus hate the Proud Boys. We need them in our corner, and we need captive DA offices to let our boys off the hook. That's what he said. And he referenced the Proud Boys. We need some street hooligans to rough people up. And then when they get arrested for assault, we need compliant captive DAs to capture DAs to let them off the hook, dismiss the charges, saying, well, they were just demonstrating. That's what this guy said, and Wisconsin taxpayers are paying for this guy right now. When he was interviewed by the AP, he says, well, I'm not an election attorney, and I'm not a Wisconsin attorney. Well, Gabelman said he's not an election attorney. He doesn't know anything about elections. Okay. Why are taxpayer dollars paying two guys who don't know anything about elections, and one of them isn't even a Wisconsin attorney? Why? Why? How long are you going to fall for this? How long are you going to fall for this? Now, then Gabelman goes, you remember all the reports, Gabelman's and his staff initially said, okay, we are not going to require the mayors, like Mayor Barrett of Milwaukee, to come to a deposition in Brookfield. Now, it's a suburb of Milwaukee, but the mayor of Milwaukee has a lot to do. Why should he drive or be driven from downtown to Milwaukee to Brookfield in some kind of an office in a mall somewhere and be subjected to a secret deposition, which is what they want. They want it secret. The response has been forthright from a lot of the clerks. Well, first of all, number one, it ain't going to be in secret. We want TV cameras there. We want the public to be able to live stream it to see what they're doing, because they're going to come out and lie about it otherwise. Number two, the law is, and this was passed by the Republicans, and Walker. The law is that the legislature can subpoena people to appear before the legislature at committees, and those are public. So the legislature puts out a subpoena, sort of like Pelosi's people put out a subpoena, come and testify. Okay, it's public, and it is in the Capitol building. But to hire a gorillas and muscle at taxpayer expense, have them go to a mall somewhere in Brookfield and sit there in secret. So if the deposition goes, quote, well for them, end quote, they'll take snippets. Then Barrett has to say, well, no, here's what we really did. And they'll fight about whether he can bring even a tape recorder in. This is fraud. This is crooked stuff. They are doing crooked stuff at your expense. This has got to be shut down by a court. Got to go to a court and say, no, we'll turn over things that people could get in open records. And if it's a legislature, we'll go in front of a legislative committee in the Capitol with TV cameras, and we'll do this right. Okay, we're going to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today? Wisco Paul.
Good morning, Matt. This is worse than fraud. It's going against democracy itself. It's a slap in the face of, I've said this before, it's a slap in the face to all these people that are doing their civic duty or counting the votes. Honest people. In fact, you can go so far as to say this is a slap in the face to veterans. A lot of this is ginned up by right-wing talk radio in this state, and it's reached the point where these people, I'm talking the right-wing talkers, will take democracy down for a few dollars, more than a few dollars. And I've quite frankly had enough of it. I did not realize a group of people could work at chipping away at democracy. It started with gerrymandering, which is a whole other story this morning. I don't want to be all over the place. But this Gabelman, he couldn't even run for Supreme Court justice again because he was dishonorable. And Voss, this has to be done on the part of the former president. I'm sick of even mentioning that guy's name. But This is who the Republicans are now. Anti-democracy, anti-veteran, and it's just garbage. Tommy Thompson could not even get elected in this party anymore. Neither could Ed Ellis, and I can name more. Dale Schultz, it's on and on. This is a list of people that go back when you were chairman of the Democratic Party. You could negotiate with these people. There's no negotiating with the GOP. And I don't know if they're ever going to pay at the ballot box or not, Matt. But I don't know. I don't know where this goes. So I'm going to hang up. I don't want to get too frustrated this morning. But thanks for taking my call.
We're going to come at, well, Paul, those are great comments. We're going to come out of this. We came out of Pearl Harbor. We came out of Fort Sumter. We came out of Valley Forge. We came out of some of the biggest challenges in our nation's history. We'll come out of this one. But I want to emphasize to everybody that this infection has spread to Wisconsin. And Gableman went up to Fond du Lac County, and that's a Republican county. The clerk's a Republican, and she's very nice, and she's against what he's doing. And he said, I want to see a voting machine. And she shows him the voting machine, and he goes, oh, that's interesting. And she says, we'll need some upgrades. You know, our Dominion system is very good. And by the way, Dominion was used mostly in areas that Trump won, not in urban areas, and he's attacking that. And so Gableman goes, okay, you need upgrades. And now I suppose these upgrades can delete votes. She looked at him. She said, the machine doesn't do anything. It's like a receptacle. That we have these cards we put in the machine that have all the data on them, and no, an upgrade doesn't delete anything. And there are safeguards on that, and it's audited. This guy thought that the machine, you know, the ghost in the machine, he thought the machine could do things. This guy really doesn't know anything about anything. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.